Okay, we're digging up the time capsule story. 50 years ago, the University of Utah, dedicating its new Union Building, decides it will seal and hide a time capsule somewhere in the building. The plan, open it 50 years later. But this last spring, university officials discovered no one could remember where they'd hidden it. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine reports.
This is a story not so much about the contents of a time capsule, but the search to find the darn thing. And believe me, finding them is rare. According to the website of the International Society of Time Capsules, yes, there is one, there are 10,000 time capsules in the world. 90% of them have been lost.
I'm glad I didn't know about that site, because if I'd seen that number 4 or 5 months ago, I really would have been depressed.
That's Whit Hollis, the director of the Open University Union at the University of Utah. It was the spring of last year. Hollis was starting to plan the 50th anniversary celebration for the university's bustling student union building. So he did something that he considered fairly normal. He searched the building for a cornerstone with a time capsule in it, which we should note he didn't actually know existed. He came up empty-handed, but then a clue from deep in the minutes of a 1957 union board meeting. It said there was a time capsule, and it was inside a well-known Native American statue outside the building. So he and Julie Mayhew, the union's director of development, combed the statue for clues.
So we actually paid to have this big building X-ray machine brought in.
And about 2 o'clock in the morning, they X-rayed the whole area. And
it showed concrete. Pretty much showed concrete. It was the base of a statue.
A dead end. But then the university's archivist discovered the highly detailed journals of university president Ray Alpin, the man who hid the time capsule. And he wrote, it was sealed in the fireplace in the union reading room. But
that's not where it ended up being at all.
By now, Whit Hollis and Julie Mayhew were starting to become a little obsessed.
Once we had the sense that, oh my gosh, there really is one, well then it's like you can't let it go. It's like every day, and we are going to find it, and there will be something there. I am not opening an empty box.
So they tried metal detectors. No luck. Then they got a call from a local company offering to do a free sonogram, kind of like an ultrasound for buildings that sniffs out air pockets in stones.
As a long shot, we went to the fireplace outside, and sure enough, there was a hole. And sure enough, we got a drill.
And after about 2 inches, we hit air. And we got very excited.
They had a scope with a light on it.
And inserted it into the hole.
And we looked and
and said, there it is.
There was a box.
A gleaming copper box. On Wednesday, two men worked for a good half hour to cut off the lid before a large crowd of students. And
okay, here it is. Here's this.
As many time capsule buffs will attest, the contents of the box were a bit anticlimactic. Photos, pamphlets, speeches, and coins, and that was about it. But that didn't dampen the enthusiasm of students collecting items for a new time capsule to be opened in 50 years. The contents of this one may be a bit more thrilling when they're opened. For example, hair samples from student governing body members asking to be cloned. But who knows? In 50 years, cloning may be so passé. But one thing is certain. Just ask Whit Hollis.
I can promise you there's going to be a big old brass plaque put back next to it when we put that sucker back in. That much I can guarantee you.
I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.